Hollywood so often transmits what's coming in society. Often there's all sorts of breadcrumb hints about what we're going to see. And in an Amazon show called The Terminalist, something really caught my attention. This is the 5-minute focus for August 4th, 2022.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-minute focus is a glimpse into the future, all Terminator style. Also an opportunity for you to hit the share button and share with friends. They can learn about the show in really quick speed. Hopefully subscribe to the podcast. Do this in reverse order today. In hour two, man, something caught my attention. My wife had recommended a show called The Terminalist. Chris Pratt is executive producer and the star of this show. It's about a Navy SEAL who has been betrayed by his country, and he is forced to take action. This is a scene between an FBI agent and a, he's an FBI field agent and a DC creature. And man, it caught my attention.
He overstepped.
Overstepped? This admiral ran illegal experiments on his own men.
It wasn't illegal, not technically.
You're talking about this.
Pillar had an emergency use authorization approving the experiment. The experiment wasn't a crime, but we believe there was a cover-up. I'll give you two to the office.
The experiment is ongoing, and there's now a peer-reviewed paper looking at 1,250 deaths from the injections, peer-reviewed. And there's a cultural phenomena occurring that the Mockingbird media is absolutely 100% pledged to ignore. This is people who've been injured by the injections gathering in public and simply asking to be seen. You remember the band Five Times August? Song expressly about Fauci. Well, they have a new song, and Five Times August singer-songwriter is performing this live. I'm going to share that in a personal note. He performs it with injection-injured people. Oh, there is a cover-up. The experiment is ongoing. I'll tell you about what's happening with pilots in our country. And of course, we were warned.
It's not reduced COVID-19 infection, which is treatable, and not terminal. Furthermore, the most recent data demonstrates that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people.
And a question still hangs over all of this. How many doctors know what's going on? I just question how they couldn't. But then again, I understand bubble phenomena. I understand being stuck in a broken culture you can't see outside. Dr. Kelly Victory was on with Dr. Drew. She thinks all doctors know. She speaks here specifically of ER docs.
I think the reality is this. They know darn well it's the vaccines. And their ramifications, the repercussions of that are so profound. To come out and say now, whoops.
Yeah, whoops. That's hour one. In hour two, I'm auditioning for a role at CNN. Well, I'm auditioning. They haven't asked me to. And it's not to be on TV. I don't want to be on TV. Not in any regular way. In fact, not at all. But I do want to be CNN's conservative. Their boss, the new boss, Chris Licht, is going around trying to regain conservative trust. Well, he says Republican trust. Well, that's part of his problem, isn't it? He went to D.C. and apparently hung out in a conference room there asking important shiny shoes to come and see him because he wants to put the important shiny shoes on CNN because that's what will draw us back to CNN is a bunch of shiny shoes going on. Now, there's reason to doubt this guy. He'd been a producer of Stephen Colbert, who's a hilarious comedian in The Late Show and stuff like that, because sometimes they use the F word, you guys. It's incredibly funny when people use the F word. It's so funny. But I am going to audition for a role. If you want to regain conservative trust, Chris, I'll take you through the whole process. And just a starter kit, a hint, please don't send your reporters out to treat people in Wyoming like zoo animals.
During last week's hearing, the committee's vice chair, Liz Cheney, said we have considerably more to do. Well, Congresswoman Cheney herself has a lot of work to do in her upcoming primary fight in Wyoming, an uphill fight indeed, it is. That contest will be decided in just over 2 weeks. Randy Kaye went to Wyoming's capital for a really huge once-a-year rodeo. It's a time-honored event there. And spoke with voters about Cheney's chances.
So Chris, looked, instead of sending people to go to the red states, I have some ideas, and it starts with you. I'm inviting you to North Idaho, Chris, to live. Come and live with us for a year. I'll promise you, it'll change you forever. And I think for the better. That's the Todd Herman Show, 5-Minute Focus. Please do share it with friends. And please do remember that our hope does not lie in D.C. It certainly doesn't lay in a refurbished CNN. It only lays at the foot of the cross.